Hey, you guys, what's up? It's Jessie Page.
And I'm Sherry Mo.
And this is Gorilla Girls Night. Hey, you guys.
Hi.
It is the end of the year. We just had Thanksgiving happen. Christmas is coming. We have tons of other holidays in between for different people.
Oh, yeah.
What are our plans? What are your plans?
Oh, my gosh. We are in full swing holiday mode. I'm still trying to breathe through all the food we ate yesterday.
Yes.
But honestly, Christmas, in the last few years, we've gotten to the point where we don't leave the house on Christmas.
Okay.
We do all of that Christmas Eve, which I love that. I'm 100% done Christmas shopping already.
No way.
Baby,
I
wasn't
serious?
Playing this year.
Okay.
Was
well,
not.
I'm a failure.
No. Not at all. What about you?
So I'm going to, we hosted Thanksgiving yesterday, and I don't know if I'm going to do it again.
Really?
Well, no, it's not because of the people. It's just because I put so much stress on myself.
It's a lot.
And that was, I'm used to going to different Thanksgivings. Like, we were going to four a day because just like my family, my parents are divorced, so they have their own families now.
Sure.
My significant other's families, and we were like driving in the car most of the day.
Yeah.
And this year was just so different. We got a new house, and we were like, let's do it.
Ooh.
And I think that we could do Christmas,
yeah,
but I think that maybe I need to like be more,
oh my gosh,
nicer. I need to be nicer to myself for sure.
Yeah, give yourself some grace. We hosted Christmas 1 year, and I remember having a breakdown the night before. I was like, what if our ice machine can't keep up?
I know, right? Oh my gosh. Well, I mean, like, so do you have any traditions that you do each year? Like, even if you're at home, like, do you have anything specific?
Yeah, we do. Like, we do the cookies and the Christmas music. I mean, the Christmas movies and things like that the night before.
Oh.
The elf on the shelf, of course,
elf
keeps
on
an eye out on our girlies.
He or she is legit.
Oh,
they
yeah.
They are awesome.
Keeping these kids in check.
I know. And they're getting into stuff always.
Always.
Mm-mm-mm. All right. Coming up next, we're going to do Holiday Hot Take. It's 95.3 Gorilla. Hey, you guys, what's up? It's 95.3 Gorilla. Sherry's here.
Yes, it's girls' night.
It is girls' night. And, you know, we just thought we'd take a second and talk about the holidays because there's a lot of stuff that people just don't talk about. And I've got some hot takes, Sherry, if you're
Let's
ready.
Let's do it. I'm
All
ready.
Right. So dressing up on the holidays, does it matter? What are your opinions on that?
I don't think it necessarily matters, but for one, I think it's kind of fun.
Yeah.
And my family sometimes, like, 1 year we all wore our Christmas PJs for Christmas. That was fun and comfy and cozy.
Yeah.
This year, yesterday, my husband and I wore kind of sort of matching shirts. His said sweet potato. Mine said kind of rude potato.
Oh.
I thought that was fun.
That is so cute.
But it is, I mean, any good excuse to dress up and be the flyest in the living room might as well.
Yeah, I mean, like, that's the thing. I love to take pictures. And
yep.
That might sound superficial of me. I don't care. I like to wear the heels and to wear the dress. And then immediately after I eat, boom, we're sweatpants and
oh, baby, and we're ready for a nap.
100%. 100%. So another thing that I saw on TikTok, it said pies should only be served cold. Do you have an opinion about that?
I don't have an opinion here. I feel like my family likes pecan pie when it's warm.
Yeah.
But the rest of them, I don't know.
We'll pop it in the oven. Well, just is pumpkin pie supposed to be served cold or hot?
I don't know, to be honest. If you know, let us know.
I think maybe it's like what you want. All right, next thing. The Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade is overrated. Thoughts?
Ooh, I disagree. I think it's a fun tradition, especially like when the elementary schools and stuff do their little balloon parades too. I don't know. I like the parade. I don't necessarily like get up and like have to watch it at a certain time, but I like catching the little blips.
Well, I just found out the other day that instead of balloons, they used to use live zoo animals.
What?
Yeah, so apparently, I don't know what happened to make them stop doing this, but legitimately, they had like lions on floats and zebras and stuff like that.
Oh my gosh, that's insane.
I don't know if we're doing animal cruelty or like we just decided it was a bad idea or what.
I said, you know what? Maybe balloons are slightly safer.
Oh gosh.
What's up, 95.3 Gorilla? It's Girls Night. Sherry Mo and Miss Jessie Page with you.
Hello.
We are talking hot takes for the holidays. Yeah. I got a hot take.
Okay.
I think we need to bring back the true Black Friday. We need to cut out all of this deals starting online in September crap.
So I saw some videos. Now that you bring this up, we're going to talk
about it.
Okay, I saw some videos where people were like videotaping in the store.
Uh-huh.
Had to be 2006, 2005, maybe even
the glory days.
Yes. Where people were at Sears and they were literally hitting each other in the face.
Oh my gosh.
Like,
see, we used to be a proper country.
That's what I'm saying. So I don't know if you remember, there was a time where it was like the Hunger Games.
Yeah, it was
Seriously,
crazy.
People would be like, oh, here's the secret ticket if you got to Walmart at a certain time.
Oh, yeah.
Here's all the TVs there in the lawn care section.
And it was insane.
That's the only thing. I keep saying that part. Like, I said it on my show a few days ago. I was like, do y'all remember when this happened?
Yes.
But that's the only thing I can remember is the TVs were inside of the lawn and garden section.
I remember vividly, me and my mom lined up. It was like midnight at Edgewater Mall.
Oh, my
And God. We were trying so hard to get into Victoria's Secret because if you made a certain certain amount of purchase, I think it was like $50, you got the free bag.
Yes.
Baby, my mom took off running. There was a security guard behind her like, ma'am, ma'am. And there was a bunch of drunk college guys and they were over here like, mama, mama. Yeah. See, we used to be a proper country.
Well, you can still get the free bag. I don't know if you know about that. But yeah. You gotta do it online.
But see, it's not the same.
It's not.
We need the fight.
I love that. No, but if you are under the age of 20 and you were not around for this,
I'm
telling
out.
You right now, it was a big ordeal.
It was.
Would get Thanksgiving dinner, you would take a nap, you would maybe have a few drinks and get the DD and the family to drive you to the Sears and get the nice Barbie dolls or whatever.
Maybe.
It was a thing.
It was a time.
This house. All right, more hot takes up next. Hey, you guys, what's up? It's 95.3 Gorilla, and we are talking about holiday hot takes.
Ooh, getting hot.
Yeah, we just talked about how people were elbowing each other in the face in Sears and Edgewater Mall, and Sherry's mom was running to get the free bag of Victoria's Secret. Like,
it was important. It was a time.
It still is, but it's just not the same, like
no.
You said. I know that hot takes, let's talk about it. We have a few more. We talked about the Thanksgiving Day Parade, overrated, right? Dinner should be at 4:30. What do you think about this?
That one's
Thanksgiving.
An odd one.
Yeah, Thanksgiving.
I feel like we're supposed to eat lunch for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, like in the middle of the day.
Yeah, because, I mean, for one, then you have the time to, like, nap, and then you get to wake up, and, like, for dinner, you can do leftovers, and
True.
It's still all good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know about the 4:30 dinner situation, but I will say, my family in general, we eat dinner kind of early, so, but we do Thanksgiving lunch, for sure.
Okay, I know, we did it at 12:30 yesterday.
Yeah.
So, going out the night before Thanksgiving, it's called Blackout Wednesday.
Yes. So. I actually talked about this on one of my shows the other day. Blackout Wednesday, apparently it's a big thing.
Yes.
If you don't know, especially if you're away for college and you come home, all your hometown people hit up your hometown bars. You know, it's great fun. It's whatever. But did you know Blackout Wednesday is also one of the worst nights for DUIs, wrecks? Of course, you did know this. I knew you would.
Yeah, well, I'll pause.
Yeah.
I didn't get a DUI.
No.
Let me just rephrase this. We did go out, though. When I was about 20, 22, we would go to downtown Ocean Springs.
Yeah.
And we were like, we're going to see everybody we went to high school with. And we did, and it was terrible.
I couldn't imagine a worse way to spend the night before a holiday.
I know. And I've got a story to tell about that.
Let's do it.
I think I have enough time. Okay, so my cousin, I'm not going to say her name, but she knows who she is. She went out the night before Christmas, on Christmas Eve, and she didn't show up for Christmas morning, and we had to go pound on her door, and my dad was like, "Why are you in there? Something's wrong. She's in jail." Finally, 2 hours later, she woke up. She was late to Christmas.
You know? But what a fun story to tell.
God, she hates it. She's gonna kill me.
What's up, 95.3 Gorilla? It's Girls Night, Sherry Moe and Jesse Page.
Hey, y'all.
We're talking about the holidays, just full transparency and all the things here. And we've got some do's and don'ts here.
Okay.
And here is one. I kind of wish we would have been able to tell you guys this the day before Thanksgiving, but if you messed up yesterday, you still got Christmas. If you have a new boyfriend or girlfriend, make sure that they're on the outside of the family photo. Put them on the edge in case, God forbid, that they have to be cropped out.
Yep.
Or what my family has always done is we take pictures with everybody and then we do like just family and stuff like that.
That's really good.
Yeah.
That's actually super smart. I know a lot of people have this problem with wedding pictures.
Yes.
You have bridesmaids or groomsmen who are no longer your friends, guys, and you think they're newer friends to the group and you just maybe got some feelings, put them on the outside.
Yeah.
And it's nothing personal.
Yeah.
Maybe it is. but I heard that, you know, this time of year, it's breakup season.
Really?
It's breakup season. Well, I heard. I was broken up with.
I feel like that is a thing. A lot of people break up so they don't have to buy Christmas presents, which is interesting.
My ex-girlfriend broke up with me December 21st. Like, and then one of my friends got broken up with December 26th. I was like, this is nuts.
Meanwhile, I got married December 22nd.
Your anniversary is coming up. Love it.
It is.
All right. Next do's and don'ts. Sherry, let's go.
Let's see. Serious talk at the dinner table. That's a big one right now, especially. We don't talk politics.
No.
We don't talk politics. I don't know. I mean, if you want to get into it. Some people were excited just to go to Thanksgiving to stir the pot. And I mean, more power to you. But in my house, we don't talk about a whole lot of nothing that's important.
I just know that there's a lot of people in others' business to say this. Like when someone says, why didn't you bring
such and such?
Such and such home for Thanksgiving, even though that you know we broke up 2 weeks ago. Why would you ask that?
Well, it's like, isn't that your third husband, baby? Isn't that your third plate? Like,
first of all, all right, do's and don'ts up next. Hey, you guys, what's up? It is Gorilla Girls Night. Jesse Page is here. What? That's me. And we got Sherry here. Hi,
hey,
Sherry.
That's me.
All right, holiday do's and don'ts. When you get confronted about certain things by family members, maybe distant people you don't talk to all year, we got some responses for you. Let's just talk about it.
And I'll just go ahead and tell you, now that I'm a full-grown woman, yes. Clap back at your family. Go ahead. What are they going to do?
There's a difference between being disrespectful. You're not being disrespectful. You are... how do you say you're responding to their disrespect? So when someone said, wow, you've got a lot of food on your plate.
Be like, yeah, I do. Are you eating it? Are you worried about it?
You know what, Renee? I've waited all year for this Thanksgiving dinner and I'm going to eat what I want.
And you know what? And I didn't put any of your dry stuffing on this plate.
Jesus.
No, my personal favorite. This isn't necessarily a holiday clapback, but okay, I'm a thicker girl. That's okay. You know, whatever. But thank you. I've had people ask me literally straight up before. They've been like, oh, you're pregnant. My favorite response is, nope, just fat.
Oh my God.
Favorite response.
Because
always.
They're off guard.
Yeah.
Like, oh, well, I hate myself. Because I'm
exactly.
Sad.
Like, you maybe know, we learned a little something not to say.
100%.
You know,
like when someone said, I really wish you and blank were back together. All right, Aunt Donna, call them and you hang out with them.
Maybe.
You know,
and they don't even know. They just meet these people at holidays and get attached.
Exactly.
One that makes me laugh. This one said, do go ahead and introduce the person that isn't your just little friend. You know, the auntie that has always had her little friend that comes with her. Baby, we know you're a couple.
Yeah,
it's okay. Right. The family accepts you.
You don't have to keep it a secret. They've been coming here for two Christmases now. Like, we need to talk about it.
We know.
It's a time for honesty, but it's also a time to stand up for yourself if a family member rubs you the wrong way. It's okay to do it.
It is. What's up, 95.3 Gorilla? It's girls' night. We are having so much fun.
Yay.
And now we'll bring the vibe down for just a second.
We're honest.
It's an honest thing. Seasonal depression, end of the year blues. Now is a hard time for a lot of people.
100%.
And honestly, normally I'm one of those people. If you replay our girls' nights from the last couple years in November, December, you probably hear me calling myself a Grinch. I'm normally just kind of really sad during the holidays.
And that's okay, though.
Yeah.
That's
this year, I'm forcing exposure therapy. We decorated in October. Don't play with me.
Hey.
I'm trying to find things to still do, even though it's getting dark early and things like that.
That's
Just know if you're one of those people that you're like, wow, I don't understand why I'm sad. Well, for one, it gets dark at lunch, and that in itself is sad.
Literally, I saw somebody make a video, and they're like, it's 3 p.m. and it's dark outside, and I'm like, wait a minute.
Oh, my gosh.
Are you having a storm?
One of my favorite TikTokers, she was going to Old Navy the other day, and she was like, I'm out in the middle of the night, or is it 4:30 p.m.?
No, I mean, it's a tough time for a lot of people, like I was just talking about. It's breakup season. My ex-girlfriend broke up with me during December. I had a friend that got broken up with last year, right after Christmas.
Yeah, it's hard.
It's a sad, sad time. And I was actually having this conversation with someone the other day about how, you know, I guess people in their family just happen to pass away at the end of the year. Everybody that they know passed away at the end of the year. So it's really sad. But we just want to, you know, say, hey, it's a thing. You're not alone. But it's the end of the year and it's cold outside. And just because it's cold and you feel like snuggling doesn't mean you should also call your ex.
Let's go ahead and make that one very well known. You don't need them. And, you know, now's the perfect time, too, to go ahead and get in the mindset of hot gorilla summer.
Absolutely. No, absolutely. Or, you know, you might think, oh, December 31st is coming very quickly. You don't have to right all your wrongs right now.
No.
If you have to apologize to somebody or you feel like you have to, make sure it's quality instead of quantity.
That's good.
Yeah, 100%. Hey, you guys, what's up? It's 95.3 Gorilla. I'm Jesse Page. We've got Sherry Moe here.
Yes, girls' night.
Yes, and we're going to bring something back that we haven't done in a while, rapid fire.
Ooh, baby,
let's do it. I have a list of questions for Sherry that she has no clue what I'm about to ask her, and I want her to do it as quick as possible and just answers off the top of their head. It is not, maybe nothing serious. All right, you ready?
Dun, dun, dun. Yeah, I'm ready.
All right. Ready, 3, 2, 1. Favorite dessert for the end of the year?
Oh, gosh. I wasn't ready. Banana pudding.
Really?
Yeah, banana pudding, 100%.
Do you have like a family recipe?
Anybody who makes it, I love it.
Okay. All right, okay. All right, rapid fire. If your ex-boyfriend from high school is invited to your holiday dinner by your great aunt, what are you going to do?
Swing on her.
Wait.
On great aunt.
Okay.
No, that would be really weird. It would never happen, thankfully. But that's not going to happen. I'll put my foot down.
I'll leave.
Yeah.
I would leave. All right, rapid fire. Someone in the door frame is with you, and you look up, and there's mistletoe. What are you going to do?
Smooch them. Mwah.
Okay.
Wait, is it One of my people?
Yeah.
Okay,
cool. It's one of your people.
Cool.
It's not
one
a stranger.
Of my people. Just give them a smooch. It'll be fine.
All right. Someone on Facebook decides to comment on your picture of you, and they say, that dress was a choice. What are you going to say back? Delete comment.
Honestly, it depends on who it is. I might literally come out swinging with all of your life choices have been a choice. But,
Oh, that's good.
Oh, gosh. I don't know.
That's a good one. All of your life choices have been a choice.
Yeah, all of your life choices
that's
have been a choice.
That's actually really good.
I don't know. It depends on who it is, baby, but I've always got a clap back of some sort.
I love it. I love it. All right, last one. Your Aunt Tiffany wants to know why you didn't invite your old friend to Thanksgiving, but no one knows y'all had a huge fallout. What are you going
to
say?
Make something up to make it awkward. Okay. I would literally be like, I found her...
stealing my money.
Literally something. Be like, well, last time we went to Target together, she stole a flat screen TV, so we're not friends anymore.
Oh, my God.
Could you imagine?
Oh, gosh. Hey, you guys, it is Gorilla Girls Night.
Woohoo!
We're getting closer to 9 o'clock, which means we have to go, but not yet. We just do a recap, holiday recap. What do
okay.
you think?
Holiday recap. Mm-hmm. This year, we're choosing peace.
Yep.
We're choosing, if you want to be comfy cozy instead of getting all dressed up, we're doing that. If you don't want to drag those kids pillar to post, you don't have to.
No.
I'm telling you, best decision we ever made was putting our foot down and saying, we will be at home on Christmas. If y'all want to come see us, come see us, but we're not going anywhere.
I was having that talk with somebody the other day. I'm not in my younger 20s, I'm in my upper 20s. I was having this talk with somebody who was about 22 years old, mm-hmm. and she was like, I just feel so much pressure, and I have to go to my aunts, my grandmas, my dad's, my mom's, and I have to do all this stuff. And I was like, I love you, but you don't.
You don't. You
do
really
not have
don't.
To do all that. You don't have to drive. You're risking yourself getting in an accident. Not that I'm saying if you choose to do that, by all means.
Yeah.
I used to love going to somebody else's house instead of my own.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, you know, if you are above the age of 18, let's just say you're allowed to go to whatever Thanksgiving that you feel comfortable at.
Yeah.
Because some family members' houses, and a lot of people don't talk about this. It's like you go over there and you feel instantly uncomfy.
Yeah.
And that's a red flag.
Yeah. And 100%. It's your holiday too.
Yes.
Don't let Great Aunt Susie make you feel bad and all that. Great Aunt Susie can come see you the same way you can go and see her.
Exactly. And a lot of people say, well, they don't have much longer left.
Yeah.
And I understand that to an extent. Then maybe go and set a time frame for yourself. I'm only going to go for an hour and I'm going to go and I'm going to give, you know, my energy to this, but you don't have to stay all night and cater to everybody.
Yeah, absolutely. And then one other thing, I try to point this out yearly, and I feel like you've touched on this recently. The holidays are not a time to comment on somebody's looks.
Absolutely not
their weight, not if they've gained, if they've lost, if they chopped all their hair off and you hate it. None of that has anything to do with you.
Zero. Yeah. Zero. And you know, don't worry why I have 3 helpings of stuffing on my plate.
Baby, when you see me leave with the entire banana pudding, mind your business. All right, friends, it is the end of Gorilla Girls Night.
Aww.
Well, just for tonight.
Oh, yes.
Just for tonight.
Yeah, we're going to come back tomorrow, next week. Tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, tomorrow. We'll be next week.
Eventually, you'll hear from us.
Yeah, exactly. If we're not canceled. Yeah. Anyways.
This is the part of the show where we like to leave you with a piece of advice, maybe a quote, just something that's on our minds.
Yes.
And mine, you know, I got to go deep for a second. It's okay if everything does not feel holly and jolly.
Yes.
You are allowed to feel how you feel just because it's a happy time of year. I mean, again, it's dark at lunch. We understand 100%.
If you're sad. 100%. End of the year blues is a real thing.
Yeah.
And, you know, like Sherry said, it's okay for this to happen as long as you don't stay stuck in the hole.
Yeah.
And that's kind of just like a metaphor, I guess you could say, is once you're in it, it's really hard to crawl back out of it. So try only to let yourself sit in the sadness for 30 minutes or say, hey, Jess, you know, you're only going to be sad for an hour today. And tomorrow you're going to wake up and motivate yourself to do the next thing. Because it's the end of the year. Make your goals. Make a monthly goal for yourself. You know, there is always a tomorrow to change what you got going on. So,
absolutely.
I love you guys. That was
love
weird
y'all.
And deep. See you next week.
All right. Happy Black Friday. Be careful and get some good deals.
Tomorrow's Small Day Saturday.
Oh, Small Business Saturday. Do all of your small business shopping. Support local. Shop local.
Yes.
Love y'all. Bye.
Bye.